Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. Welcome back. It's Friday. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. It's time to be the Simcha. Time to be overjoyed and benachas. Shabbos Kodesh. Oh yeah, Shabbos. Shabbos. I want to thank our dear friends, Menden Tzipora Fishman, who sponsored Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, is Chutz V'Chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Fredel, and member of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Thank you so much for your generosity and your sponsorship. Shabbos is coming. It's time to get ready. It's time to be prepared. It's time to get excited. The Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. Baruch Hashem, this week in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, the only siren they heard was the sound of the siren getting ready for Shabbos. We daven, we pray, we continue to think, and to so much have on our minds, our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land of Israel. Thank you for joining me for a brief thought as we get ready in Erev Shabbos party to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. We have been studying. Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern, Beyam Derechecha, has been reminding us that Friday, the busiest day, the most chaotic day, what feels always, no matter how much time, like the shortest day, the day in which we are counting down to the most intensive Kedusha, the greatest sanctity in our lives, the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, is in overdrive. It's trying to get us to lose our cool and get angry. It's trying to get us to be sad. It's trying to get us to be negative. We have to overcome. We have to be happy. We have to be filled with faith and optimism and hope. We have to persevere. No matter what struggle, no matter what there is to do, no matter how people have failed us, nevertheless, we have to be focused on what matters to feel incredibly blessed in our lives and to endure nonetheless. But Tzarech Lehis Akesh, we last left off, Rav Yitzchak Meir was reminding us, Tzarech Lehis Akesh, we have to be stubborn, Lahamin Batzlachas Ha'achanos, to remember that the more we prepare and the more we are ready, the more success, the more holiness, the more happiness we will have. Shilafeta nira shakol stam, v'nir la'adam shun lo matzlech lizromem l'kar Shabbos, l'mashana be'ezeh chilech b'achnosav. Yeda v'yizkor, know and remember, shezerakni sayon shel Erev Shabbos, that whatever you're running into, you're running, racing that clock, you're frustrated by whatever it may be, it's part of the test of Erev Shabbos. Every week, be prepared and know that Friday will be filled with tests. Tests to overcome patience. Tests to overcome failure. Tests to overcome frustration. And we have to be prepared to be able to overcome those tests. I mentioned every Friday we send out a WhatsApp to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. I mentioned in today's message that because we need to have our guard up today, we need to know that the danger of falling prey to sadness and to anger is greater than any other day. We have to overcome it. We have to fight even harder. So instead of just listening to the radio or music or a stama podcast, listen to a Dvar Torah, listen to a shir, listen to something that will move you. Have a special seder, learn from a sefer with a chavrusa, read a book every Friday morning, a few minutes right before Shabbos. So a person has to know, v'tachlisa liros ad kama mishrasha sa'emuna ha'panimiyas bilibeinu. How much and how deep is that faith instilled within our heart? V'lachein tzarech lehis chazek u'lehis akesh lahamshich. We have to strengthen ourselves and we have to be stubborn and obstinate to continue. And the more that we break, the more that we break that hiddenness of God, the more that we are dedicated and devoted, the more that we are eager to be able to prepare, to come to our Shabbos table happy and prepared with a Dvar Torah, a song, a game, a message, a story, a question. The more we invest, the more we prepare, the greater the payoff, the greater the kickback, the greater the return on that investment. A person has to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. Hashem is always found. He's found in the potato kugel or challah that's a flop. He's found in the challah that's a success. He's found in the Dvar Torah that didn't exactly work out. He's found in the story that made everybody cry. There is no giving up. There is no despair. There is no despondency. A person can find happiness simply in the existence with Hashem. You know, sometimes the vacation, the trip didn't live up to your dreams. The room doesn't look like the way it was advertised in the brochure. But sometimes you're just happy to be with the people in your life. your spouse, your children, your parents. You're just grateful for the opportunity to be. So Shabbos doesn't live up to the way we hoped or dreamt. The things didn't turn out the way we wanted, but we are with Hashem. We're disconnected from the world. We're disconnected from the challenges and the responsibilities and the obligations, the tasks, the to-do list, the chaos, and we're reconnected with our core, with our root, with Hashem. And simply being present, being together, even if Shabbos didn't live up to the brochure, it didn't live up to what I read in the book, the way the others kept Shabbos, simply being metzias, simply being with Hashem, that in itself is a source of simcha. V'zeh atzmo hatzlacha, that is joy, that is success, that is simcha. Shematzliach liyishar be'emuna v'simcha, the maintain faith, that we maintain faith. Whatever hardships we have often pale in comparison to hardships of others, but there are hardships and they shouldn't be minimized or neglected. But when we have them in context and we focus on the good, we realize that happiness is not an emotion, happiness is a choice. Happiness is a decision. On Erev Shabbos, choose to be happy. We turn Friday from a Friday, from TGIF, thank God it's Friday, to thank God it's Erev Shabbos, where I'm able to say, for the next 25 hours, I'm going to remember what's most important. I'm going to recalibrate. I'm going to return. I'm going to refresh. I'm going to restart. I'm going to restore my soul. For 25 hours, we can come back and we can live with that faith. We can see things in perspective and in context. We can recognize and appreciate the brachas, the most basic of which is that we're alive and that we're well and that we have the opportunity to be with Hashem. And this focus, this mindfulness, this conscientiousness that there's a creator of the universe. He's involved and invested in my life. He loves me. Everything that happened the past week, he was there. Everything I hope for the coming week, I need him to be there. And Shabbos is that intense time. Even the people that we, unfortunately, both the physical people and Kadosh Baruch Hu, even all those that we aren't able to spend the time we wished or hoped for during the week, Shabbos, there's no excuse. Unless you're a rabbi. But Shabbos, there's no excuse. Shabbos, we have those meals and those chavrusas and those conversations, that laughter. Sometimes you just sit on the couch, everybody's reading their own book, their own magazine, learning from their own sefer, nobody's talking to one another. But the metzias, the simple reality of coexisting, of being in the same space, of having the same time, that nobody is distracted. They're distracted by what they're reading. Nobody's distracted by what they have to do, where they have to go, the technology they have to keep up with. That metzias, just that experience of being together in itself, it's so enriching, it's so uplifting. And that is what we tap into each and every Shabbos. We begin to transition from Friday into the experience of being with Hashem. Don't look at bills that are going to frustrate you. Don't check news that's going to aggravate you. Don't return emails that are going to make you so frustrated. Shabbos is a day, Erev Shabbos, we prepare, we transition with serenity, with peace, with hope, with calm that we want to experience for those 25 hours. Me'ein olam haba. It is a taste of the world to come. So the most important, the ikkar, the most important thing, if you say on Friday, what's the most important thing? The right amount of salt and pepper in the chicken soup? In the greenkorn soup? Any yekas out there? Any Germans? In the chalant? Is that the most important thing? That the table's set up exactly right? The forks are on the correct side? The knives are on the correct side? What's the most important thing about Friday? And says Rav Chaim Meir, the most important thing is simcha. To be besimcha. To never lose your cool. To never give up your hope. To never become sad. Certainly with what was going on, is going on in Israel, what's going on all over America, the rise of anti-Semitism, there's a lot of reasons to be concerned and pour that concern into tefillah, into prayer, and into good deeds, into merits. But don't let it get you sad. Don't give up and forfeit our happiness, our joy, our Erev Shabbos, and our Shabbos. So the main avodah, the main job, the main responsibility, the main work we have, smile. Friday is a day for smiling. Every day, but Friday, put a smile on your face. I've shared many times that psychologists have proven, we often think that if you're happy, then you'll smile. But it's the opposite. When you smile, you engage micro muscles in your brain that release endorphins, and the act of smiling makes you happy. So maybe on Friday, you're not so happy. You have good reason to not be happy. Smile nonetheless. It's the act of smiling that makes you happy, not being happy that makes you smile. Simcha. Simcha, that's our mission, that's our job, that's our responsibility. When our spouse comes home, do they find us with a smile? When our kids come in, do they find us with a smile? Are they coming in from their hectic day with very little time left with a smile? Do we gather to light candles or are we off to shul with a smile? Are we setting the table with a smile? Do we characterize our Erev Shabbos with a big and a bright and a happy smile? That's our mission, that's our responsibility, that's our job. Because the more you smile on Erev Shabbos, the happier of a Shabbos that you're going to have. Wishing everyone the happiest, the most joyous, the most peaceful, the most healthiest, the most Simcha Dika Shabbos. Until next week, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy. Put on a smile. Have a great Shabbos, everybody. Have a Shabbos, Kodesh. A getting Shabbos to all.